Hey, hello
Hello.
there. Hi, Tahane?
Tajane.
Tajane, I'm so sorry. But yeah, my name is Marty. I'm calling about the Depo Provera lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm awesome. How
Well, good, good. Well, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. And have you found an attorney yet to help you file a claim for the Depo Provera lawsuit?
No, not yet.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Sure.
Okay, and then have you found an attorney to help you file a claim yet?
No.
Okay. And so and I'm assuming you're filing on behalf of yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as far as the lawsuit is concerned, what type of injury or ailment did you get after taking Depo-Provera, or what were you diagnosed with, I would say?
I was diagnosed with meningioma. It's a type of brain tumor.
Okay, and that's exactly what the lawsuit is about. So I'm sorry to hear that, by the way. I hope you're doing better.
Yes, I'm actually doing better.
Oh, well, yeah, thank goodness. No, and that is absolutely what the lawsuit is about. So let me go ahead and ask you really quickly. You are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked you earlier about the attorney, right? So
Yes.
just in a longer format. So are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes, I have no lawyer yet.
Thank you
No
very
legal
much.
representation.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Good. Just want to make sure that we're not stepping on anyone's toes. And so, and I know that you said this earlier, but going back to the meningioma, you said it was a tumor and you said it was located. Will you just restate that again for me, please? Where it was
In my
located?
brain,
Okay.
located in my brain.
Okay. Well, thank you. And yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I hate to even bring that back up.
Yeah, I'm
Okay.
sorry. And I'm a
No.
little out of breath.
Hey,
I'm
you know what?
sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. We're all busy people. Hopefully in a good way. And then so when was your diagnosis for that? When did all that happen?
I was diagnosed October 28th in 2018.
Okay. October 28th, 2018. And then what's your date of birth?
My date of birth is 7/22, 1995.
Okay. Now, did you know anyone else that also got injured by the Depo-Provera shot?
Not directly.
Okay. Well, and always make sure, I always say, if they took it, then make sure that you pass the knowledge along to them that, that these things could happen. If they ever need, legal help, you could send them my way. But ultimately, you want to make sure you help them with the medical side of it and just spread the word.
Yes.
And the next would be, did you receive the, so I think I know the answer to this, but I just have to ask, did you receive the Depo-Provera pill or the Depo-Provera shot?
The shot.
Okay, thank you. And then was it the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and just clarify it. Even though you've been so clear, I just want to make sure you use the Depo-Provera, not the sub-Q Provera or the generic medroxy progesterone. So it was
No.
okay. So is the Depo-Provera. Okay.
Yes.
And then, so how many years did you use a Depo-Provera?
At least three, around 3 years.
Okay, so about 3 years. And then, can you just confirm for me that you had at least four injections, and within 1 year prior to your diagnosis?
Oh, yes, I went
Okay.
at least 3 times a month. I mean, I went every 3 months, at least one shot every 3 months. I'm sorry.
That
I'm in the middle of
makes
doing laundry.
100% sense. Everything that you've said is extremely consistent.
Yeah, and then this, so it was a little
Yeah.
while ago, so I'm just trying to make sure I be specific on everything with you guys, because I did try and make sure I wrote a few things down to be sure I
Yeah.
remember, because it
Sure.
was a while ago.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, now this next question might seem redundant just because of your date of birth, really. So, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
I used it September 2015, and then up until I was about 23, which would have probably been October 2018.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a definite yes then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I figured you had to have used it after 1992, considering you were born in 1995. So that's
Yeah.
why it made sense to me.
Yeah.
And then you know what? Will you just clarify those dates one more time? I actually was I had not moved on to that one. Now, you said you started using it in sorry, what year?
2015, September of
2015.
2015.
Okay, so September of 2015. Okay, and then when and then I believe you said you stopped using it during what 2018 is what you said?
Yes, around 2018.
Okay. And that was in did you say October or?
October 2018, yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's fine. Okay, so we'd say about September 1st, 2015 to about October 1st, 2018, just if you want to
Yeah,
correct those, you can,
because
but
I wouldn't be able
close
to
enough.
give the exact date. I don't even
Yeah.
remember.
No, absolutely. Just to the best of your knowledge, though, okay?
Yeah, I'll go, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And then will you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm female.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to make sure I have your name. I know I didn't pronounce it right, but I think it was it Tijani?
Tajane.
Tajane. Oh, okay. I know. You know what? I'm not going to mess that up again. I promise.
It's okay.
Tajane. You know what? It's kind of like a déjeuner, but Tajane. So,
Yeah, basically.
yes. Okay. And then it's TAIJANAI, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then Salters, SALTERS.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then now you know what? You could give the whole thing to the attorneys. You could even state it now. But for me, you just need to either give me the last four of your social or the whole thing. You know, at the end of the day, you'll have to give the whole thing to the attorneys, but whatever you feel more comfortable with for me, okay?
7753.
7753. And then for your email, it's your first initial T as in Tango, and then Salters, SALTER. Oh no, Salter, no S, then 250 at gmail.com. T Salter
Yes.
250. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I almost botched that, so. And then your phone number, 313-704-7355, right?
Yes.
Okay, is this your cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your full address?
1561 Fort Street, 48146, Lincoln Park, Michigan, apartment 212.
Okay. So I have oh, I think I got it. Okay, so it's 1561 Fort as in FORT, right? Street. Was this in, sorry, was this in Lincoln Park?
Yes.
Michigan, and then that would be 48146.
Correct.
Okay, now I think you said an apartment number, but I completely missed that part.
Yes, it's 212.
212, that's it? Okay. Would it be under apartment 212 or just number
Yes,
212? Okay.
apartment 212.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you getting me up to speed on that one.
No
Okay.
problem.
Okay, I'm gonna read that back to you one more time just to make sure I got it right now. So I have 1561 Fort Street, and that's apartment 212, Lincoln Park, Michigan 48146.
Yes.
All right, and then so was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, by medical staff, or did you do it yourself?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Absolutely. So was your Depo Provera the shot administered by a doctor or medical staff or even by yourself?
It was a nurse at the hospital.
Okay, so let's say medical staff. Okay, and then how many Okay. You know, and I can even help you if it's just the math in this, because I think you said you took it every 3 months. So how many times were you injected with the product total with the Depo?
I went once a month. I mean, one shot every 3 months.
Okay.
So if it's 6 months, yeah, I would have to write that down.
So let's see. So about four times a year, if it's once every 3 months, would you say that that's accurate?
Wait, I got one shot every 3 months. That's
Okay.
really, That's what it is. One shot every 3 months. So
okay.
If it's 12 months in a year, that would be 4.
Okay. So about 4 times a year. And then you said you used it for what, around 3 years?
Yes.
Okay, so then would you say, would it be around 12 shots?
I'm sorry?
So 3 years and at 4 shots a year? So they see 4,
yeah,
8,
yeah.
12? Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of trying to get my baby a cookie and laundry. And.
Well, I'm glad, you know what? I'm glad to hear you're busy. I'm glad that's a good thing, I have to say.
Here, honey. Yeah, it is. I'm glad I'm better for sure.
How old's the baby?
He's actually 5 years old. He'll be 5.
Oh, he's nearly a man now. He's 5 years old. He's a big man. How many kids do you have?
I have just that one.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, that's a blessing. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. And so, you know what? Do you remember? This one you might not remember because it was the medical staff or the nurse, like you said. But do you remember the name of the nurse that administered the Depo-Provera to you?
No, I wouldn't remember.
That's okay. That's okay. Let's see. We'll make a note that it's the attending staff.
Okay.
Do you remember the name of the facility where you got the Depo-Provera shot administered?
Yes, it was Beaumont Hospital. In Trenton, Michigan.
Okay. Beaumont Hospital in Trenton. Was it Corwell Health Trenton Hospital?
That may be what it's called now.
Let me see.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know what? We could go with Beaumont Health. I think Corwell might just be the...
Overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I knew a little bit more about that, but I'm sure there's a lot of different caveats in the healthcare industry. So when I looked up Beaumont Health Trenton, that's the first thing that came up. Well, you know what? Let me ask you this. Do you remember the address?
I can try and look that up if that'll help.
Yeah.
Here, let me see. I can do a little bit.
Beaumont Health Department. Trenton, Corwell Health. Yeah, they're associated. Okay, sorry. Yeah, go on ahead, and I'm ready for it.
5450 F as in Frank, O R T Street, and that's Trenton, T R E N T O N, Michigan, 48183.
Okay, and that's the same one that came up under Corwell Health Trenton Hospital, and they have the same logo. So, you know, luckily, I'm gonna put it though as Beaumont Health because that's what you know it as. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And that's spelled Beaumont Health, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then the telephone number. Do you have that as well, or would you like me to go ahead and look that up now?
Yeah, I don't have the phone number.
It's okay. I have it as 734-671-3800, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, for the prescribing doctor's name, do you know who prescribed you the Depo-Provera, the name of the doctor?
I just know him by Dr. Craig.
Dr. Craig, okay.
I know when I looked it up, it just had the first initial and last name Craig, so I couldn't figure out his first name. I just remember it being Dr. Craig.
What facility? What facility?
Beaumont Hospital.
Oh, okay. Was it Dr. Craig Glines? G-L-I-N-S-E-S? Dr. Craig Glines?
No, it's M. Craig.
Oh, M. Craig. Okay.
Marvin.
Marvin. I just found it. Dr. Marvin Craig. Thank you. Yeah, you have a good memory. That's good. Okay. And then same information as before for the hospital, right? So that would be the Beaumont Health. Okay. Okay, and then for The pharmacy that you were using at the time, what was the name of the pharmacy that you were using?
Walgreens.
Okay, Walgreens, what city?
That was Lincoln Park.
Okay. Let's see. On Lincoln Boulevard?
It's
Oh, that's not it.
1765 Fort Street. I'm not really sure if that's it.
No, you're okay.
I mean, if that's the one that you found, but
Oh,
the
wait,
one that
was
I
it
used.
1765 Fort Street? Oh, let's see.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I got 1765 Fort Street, Lincoln Park, Michigan. And then I have the telephone number here as 313-928-8638. Does that sound right? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma tumor?
The method of diagnosis. Could you kind of, you
Sure,
know?
I got you on that. Don't even worry about it. So, did they give you a CT scan?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you
Okay.
were asking me if I got a new test run. Yes, I
No,
got a
that's
blood
fine.
test.
I wouldn't have known either. And okay, so you said CT scan, yes. Did you get an MRI?
No, I
Okay.
had a blood test, a CT scan, and a biopsy.
Okay, and then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
It was the same doctor.
Marvin? Craig?
No, that was the doctor who prescribed me the depot was Marvin. I remember Dr. Umar. I always butcher his last name. I always mess up his last name. It's Ahmed.
Amit, oh, I see.
Dr. Omar
At Beaumont Health,
Ahmed.
let's see.
Yes.
Jamil, let's see. Omar Jamil, Omar Nasser.
Omar Ahmad or Ahmed.
You know what? And the first thing that came up was Dr. Omar Ahmed, but it was over more locally in California where I was. So Ahmed, let me see. I think, let me see. So there is a Dr. Omar Ahmed in, and it's AH or it's AHMAD, right?
Yes.
Maybe it is Ahmad. Let me see. 'Cause what a coincidence. I looked up Dr.
Yes.
Omar and there was one in my area with the same name. It's pretty similar.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
There we go. It is. It's these coincidences. Sometimes they're pretty entertaining there. Okay.
Yeah.
Ahmed. Yeah. Let's see. No. Sorry to mumble around so much.
It's
Huh.
fine.
Interesting. On Google, it was still showing me the one in my area. Okay, there we
Oh,
are.
really?
Yeah, in Taylor, Michigan, I believe. Dr. Omar Ahmad, AHMAD.
Yes.
Okay, and then that was at the Beaumont Health.
Yes, in Trenton.
And then just use the same address as the one in Trenton.
Yes.
Thank you.
You okay? Okay.
And he was a neurologist, correct?
Yes.
Have you ever been diagnosed with cancer before all this?
No.
Okay. Did you ever receive radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I think it's called cranioanatomy surgery and radiation therapy. Craniotomy. I always mess that word up too. Mommy's on the phone, babe, okay?
Okay,
Okay.
A craniotomy.
A craniotomy surgery, and I had radiation therapy.
Wow. Well, that sounds tough.
Yeah.
I'm glad you told me you're doing better now. That's a lot you had to go through.
Yeah, I didn't. I lost my hair. It was definitely a messed up time in my life, honestly.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And then the name of the doctor that treated you, was that also Dr. Omar Ahmad?
Yes.
Okay. And then same facilities and everything.
Had to do that. I had one cycle a month for around 9 months.
Oh, wow.
I thought, Mama.
I know, baby. I
Do
got you.
you? Thank you.
All right. And do you have a family history of meningioma at all?
No.
Were you hospitalized for your meningioma at that time?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you just tell me the best ballpark for the dates there, to the best of your knowledge?
I was hospitalized for around 12 days, and then I had to do 9 months outpatient for radiation.
Oh, wow. So for the hospitalization, did that start on the day of your diagnosis? I believe it was tw the 28th or something. Let me see. 28th
Yes.
of October 2018.
No. My treatment, for the craniotomy surgery,
Yeah, when
or
you were hospitalized.
that was around November 3rd of 2018.
Okay, November 3rd of 2018. Okay, and then you said for about 12 days.
Yeah, and the 9 months outpatient.
So till about November 15th, 2018. For your dates that you're hospitalized, like in the hospital.
Yeah,
And then after
I
that,
would
you went
have
back
to.
for treatments, right?
Yeah, to
Okay.
give you a specific date, I would have to start from that date and count up, but it was
Yeah.
definitely 12 days.
Yeah, so I'd say about 11/3/2018, and then about 12
Okay.
days, so about 11/15/2018, so the 3rd to the 15th.
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have medical records showing that you did have the meningioma diagnosis? Do those
Yes, but
exist?
you would have to contact the hospital for those because I don't have everything. My
Well, that
patient
makes sense.
flooded.
That makes sense. We just wanted to make sure that you that like those that
Yeah, oh
they
yeah.
existed, right? That the medical records showing that the meningioma diagnosis.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay. Now, like granted, right? And here's kind of where there's a little bit of a caveat is that the attorneys and you. I'm not an attorney, by the way. My job is just to help you get the accurate information, get all of this organized and ready so that the attorneys can really hold your hand and help you through the filing. So today, both of our jobs really, is just to get an accurate depiction of what happened. So, you know what? They're probably by and see, don't quote me on this one. Most likely, they're gonna request the records, right, and get them. But just in case, right, I just wanted to ask, if they were to ask you to provide the records, which you have the full rights to since you're the patient, would you prefer to send them by mail or electronically or either?
If I had to, I would like it to be electronically,
Okay.
but I'm sure if you contact the hospital, they can provide it to you with
Absolutely.
authorization.
Absolutely. I mean, and like I said, because I'm a little bit of a step away from that, I just like to make
Yeah.
sure that we just have your preferences and everything. It's more of a just in
Yeah.
case covering all bounds type of thing.
Okay, no
Okay.
problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you have access to your MyChart login?
No, I don't have that anymore.
That's okay. That's okay. Okay, and so then I'm going to go ahead and read you a quick script regarding emergency contact information, which is the last thing that we'll do before I review everything with you, okay? So we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Now, typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So do you have an emergency contact that you could list?
Yeah.
Okay.
And do they live?
Oh, sorry. Do they live with you or elsewhere?
Oh, no, elsewhere.
Okay. And then I'm sorry, you were giving me the number and I interrupted you. What was it?
Sorry, that's fine. 313-778-1221.
Okay. All right. 3-3. I already messed it up.
313.
No, that was my fault. I just, forgive me, please. So 313-778-1221.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. And you've been so nice and so clear. I feel so bad if I ever misspeak even. So thank you so much. And then what's the name of your emergency contact?
Rodney Salter.
Oh, okay. Rodney Salters. And what relationship to you?
That's my father.
Father. Oh, that's great. Okay. And so then what's it? You know what? Does he have an email that you know?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll say in case of an emergency, then, possibly we could access yours so we can put yours down there. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's tsalter250@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then address. Do you know his address off the top of your head?
19410, B as in boy, E as in Edgar, R as in Roger, G as in goat.
Okay. Perfect. Give me 1 second. All right. So I have 19410 Berg Road in Detroit, Michigan, 48219.
That's correct.
All right. And that's everything. I'm going to go ahead and just start from the top and read it through. I would think everything is right. You just tell me if something's if I didn't take something down accurately, okay?
Okay.
And then I'll send you a quick DocuSign, which allows you to go ahead and talk to the attorneys. And then they're going to hold your hand to actually filing. None of this is actually going to be filing. It's just an accurate depiction of your account, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so give me 1 second. Okay, so the first thing I asked you was if you'd like to meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. You said yes, you would. I asked you if you had an attorney yet. You said no. I asked you if you were willing to affirm that you have not signed with an attorney. You said yes, you're willing to affirm that. And then you said you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You are a resident of the United States. Unfortunately, after taking Depo Provera for at least a year, you were diagnosed with a meningioma, and it was located in the brain. The date of your diagnosis is October 28th, 2018. Your date of birth is July 22nd, 1995. All of that is correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then, luckily you don't know anyone else that was injured by Depo Provera, but, always keep them in mind just in case.
Yeah, I'm going to check now.
Yeah. And if they need medical help, send them that way. If they need legal help, you can send them my way. And then for the Depo Provera, you took it in the shot form, not the pill form.
Correct.
You did consume the brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera and not SubQ or the generic. So you did take the name brand. You were taking it for about 3 years. You had at least 4 injections within a year prior to the diagnosis. You did take it after January 1st, 1992, considering you were born in 1995. And then your usage start date was September 1st, 2015 to October 1st, 2018, to the best of your knowledge, right?
Yes.
All right. And clarifying that October 1st, 2018 was a stop date. And then you were diagnosed with a meningioma. Your gender is a female. And then your name, by the way, which I'm going to pronounce right, Tijane. thank you so much. You're so forgiving, I have to say. And that's spelled T as in tango, A-I. Okay.
Correct.
And then Salters, S-A-L-T-E-R-S. The last four of your social is 7753. And then your email is tsalter250@gmail.com. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then phone number 313-704-7355. The telephone number is your cell phone number. It's a mobile number. And then the address, I'll make sure I got this right. So it's 1561 Fort, that's F-O-R-T, Street, apartment 212, Lincoln Park, Michigan, 48146. Okay?
Correct.
All right. And then the Depo Provera was administered by the medical staff. I believe you said the nurse. You were injected, and we did the math on this, about 12 times with the Depo Provera, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we didn't know the name of the doctor or the nurse, so we're going to just put attending staff at Beaumont Health, B-E-A-U-M-O-N-T, Health, at the telephone number 734-671-3800, and the address is 5450 Fort Street in Trenton, Michigan, 48183, right?
Yes.
Okay, all of that is correct. Good. All right, and then... The prescribing doctor's name was Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, right?
Yes.
All right, and that's at Beaumont Health. Same thing at 5450 Fort Street in Trenton. And then same number, 734-671-3800. He is a neurologist, and you had no cancer diagnosis previously. And then your treatment, so you never, and you also never received any radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis. Now, after you received the diagnosis, you received radiation therapy and craniotomy, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the doctor's name that was treating you was Omar Ahmad. And then... that's at Beaumont Health, and then same thing, 5450 at Fort Street, and then same 734 number. You do not have a family history of meningioma either. And then you were hospitalized with a meningioma from November 3rd, 2018 for 12 days to about November 15th, 2018, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you do have medical records or can obtain them, you know, showing the meningioma diagnosis. If they were required to be sent, you'd feel most comfortable doing it electronically, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, you said you no longer have access to your MyChart login. And then your father is your emergency contact, and he is Mr. Rodney Salters. At 313-778-1221. That's your father.
Yes.
And then we'll use the same email address as you, tsalter250@gmail.com. And then his address is 19410 Berg Road in Detroit, Michigan. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so that is everything. I'm going to go ahead and send you real quickly. Okay, you're going to get a text with a – oh, sorry, one second. Just pardon me, I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Oh, that should be it. You should have just gotten a text.
Yes, I did.
Okay, and it's going to be a DocuSign. You can go ahead and open that up in the meantime. You know what? You're more than welcome to put me on speaker or on, you know, Bluetooth, and I'll help you through the signing if you prefer. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and send you the attorney's information because they should be reaching out to you, so I want you to expect them. But also know how to communicate with them and me in case and there's any lapse of communication, okay?
Yes.
So give me one moment. I'll do that. And then let me know if you need help. You should just be able to confirm your way into the DocuSign. And then, you know, you set your signature once and then you click through after that. So just let me know if you need a hand.
Okay. Okay, it looks like I signed those.
You're faster than me. Oh, no. Okay.
Okay, there we go.
Absolutely. Well, in spite, I would tell you, in spite of all that you've been through, you know, it's definitely a pleasure to talk to you. You definitely keep optimistic and, you know, that's such a powerful trait. So thank you for allowing me to ask all these, you know, personal questions.
No problem. Thank you for being pleasant about it.
Oh, absolutely. My goodness. Yeah. I couldn't even imagine. Okay. So let me get you the information. So, you know, in the law firm is Ben Martin. I'm going to go ahead and get you the information right now. Sorry to make you wait. Just have to load it up real quick so I can send it in a text form.
No problem.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and you're just going to get one out of context that says that, and then a personal message from me as well.
Okay.
Okay, so you should have gotten a second text from me. All right, and if you need anything, Tajane, you just let me know. You can text me, call me. I definitely have a good amount of access to great resources that can help if you ever you know, need any clarification or any lapse in communication. You always have me. I work pretty much Monday through Friday. I'm on Pacific time, so you know I work from about 8 to 5 Pacific time. What time is it over where you are right now? Is it around 5 or is it 6? Okay, it's 6. Okay, so I pretty much I work from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for you, Monday through Friday, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and other than that, don't hesitate. If you need anything to let me know or if a loved one needs, you know, any help with this, then let me know about that. And other than that, I appreciate your time and I hope you have a blessed day, okay?
You as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.